Wednesday, October the 9th. People say, wow, turn the radio down. His voice is so loud. That's not that bad. Trying to make the point that today is another good day. It's the Doug Stephan Good Day family. I think Richie even, we may have before the hour is over, all of the gang assemble for the first time in weeks.
Yeah.
Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasinelli, Ken and Roberta and Jennifer. Roberta and Jennifer are going to love our video of the day today. A very special office copier. Maybe Roberta can get us a deal as the queen of cheap. What are some of your deals you're going to highlight later on in this half hour, Robertsky?
Ooh, we got K-Cup deals, and we've got lunch sandwich, buy one, get one. We have a real good deal on Disney costumes just in time for Halloween. And we're going to tell you how to get 10 free movie downloads.
Woohoo!
All coming up on the Queen of Cheap.
Queen of Cheap, later on in the hour, the TV report. Jen, what do we have that's hot there?
Ooh, I'm going to tell you about a couple... I'm going to tell you about a couple of new shows that I think you'll be very interested in. One involves space travel, and the other involves Muppets.
Mm. All right, so that and other things, the usual items of the day that are of interest, important stories. For example, the blame game. Who gets the blame? Who let the blame out in the budget battle? Americans are holding the Republicans responsible for the partial government shutdown, and they'll blame the Democrats when the government goes back to work and all that waste, fraud, and abuse continues.
Of course.
One way or another, right?
The American way.
It is the American way. And Roberta, as we know, is a good American. She's a good American.
Yes, I am.
American. All right, the vice chair of the Federal Reserve. Here they are again, the news media making a big deal out of a woman getting the job running the Fed. The first time ever a woman has been head of the Federal Reserve.
Maybe things will get straightened out finally.
Well, women are usually in charge of 85% of the monetary decisions anyway. So what's the big... I just object, you know that. I object to it when somebody says the first black this or the first... qualifications,
right?
Bug the you-know-what out of me. Actually, I almost said it. Next. What experts say, after much study, has caused the health website to go ka-plunk, crash in the night and the day, a requirement that consumers create online accounts multiplied the volume of online transactions, overwhelming the site. These morons didn't have that figured out before they went online with this. I mean, what kind of people do we have doing this kind of work if they didn't anticipate, with all of the talk in the news media, in the public, all of the medical circles, that we're going to have this new opportunity, put that in quotes, to have health care or better health care, what they think was going to happen? Oh, I love these guys from the government. First of all, half of them aren't there. They're supposed to be there to monitor it because of the shutdown. Second, the people who are there seem dumbfounded that it crashed. How many people have actually been there to sign up? Anybody, Kenny, anybody you know signed up or tried to sign up?
I've got two stories for you.
Good.
Lisa went online try and do it one day last week.
Yeah.
And there were seven places to put the names of your spouse and family members.
Right.
17?
Seven.
Seven.
Oh,
there were
seven.
Seven places. So she filled in the two of us and our two kids.
Yep.
And it would not let her go to another page until she filled out the other three spots. But
that's
we
right
don't
here.
Have
so what'd she put
three
in
more.
But your dog,
she tried
your
to,
dad.
She tried to put... she tried to leave them blank, and it wouldn't take it. She put N-A in there. She did try and put the dog's names in there, but then it wanted Social Security numbers.
That's weird.
So when we called, and when she finally got a live person, which took a lot of doing, the tip that she got was to try again later.
Good.
Yeah.
Genius. You want to support that, folks? This is what you're supporting by paying all the money in taxes and everybody growling about the government shutdown. Anyway, go ahead. Another friend? You got a friend story?
A friend of mine posted on Facebook. She is a divorced woman with two children.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I've been trying to set up an account in our healthcare marketplace simply to be a fully informed citizen and understand what's available, plans and rates, for 8 days now without success. I almost spit coffee out my nose when I read today's notification about what I need to do next for the three of us before we can even see rates and plans.
Mm.
Quote, you need to send the marketplace proof that you aren't incarcerated.
Oh.
Send a copy of the following document, official release papers from institution. She says, seriously, I would do that if it weren't for the pesky fact that none of us has ever been incarcerated. Ironically, I'm actually supportive of health care reform and the Affordable Care Act in general, although I have concerns over numerous things, not the least of which is the execution of the rollout.
You know, one of the good things about this, it's going to show people, because there are more and more people that need this than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm supportive because it gets to the surface the number of people and the idea that they would have some kind of coverage. The thing that bothers me, well, there are a lot of things that bother me, the fact that if I were younger, I wouldn't be able to choose my own doctor unless I paid for it myself, which I would probably choose to do because I would have all the same doctors. The people that you hear me talk to on the air are my doctors. And I wouldn't have it any other way, but I happen to be old enough to be able to take advantage of another great government system called Medicare. And so I don't have to worry about this other stuff. But more and more, I heard from four or five people yesterday, Kenny, same sort of stories. They go on, they can't even make their way through the BS. And how simple could it be if you really had somebody who had any brains? It's like government sucks these people out of the earth who are incompetent and nincompoops that put these things together just as an operational drill to see if they can really screw things up.
Yeah. And just making it complicated. I mean, really, it couldn't be that hard. If you had an average Joe go in and run this,
right,
don't you think they'd do a better
Someone
job?
Someone with a little bit of experience in the computer technology that's necessary to make all of this work. Unbelievable. And that's why, you know, those of you who think it's terrible that the government is shut down, first of all, only 17% of the government actually is not functioning. And it's the visible stuff so they can stick it up your you-know-what and twist it around. That's really what's going on here. And so is there really a crisis? No. There's a crisis in intelligence because this is a perfect example of how screwed up our learning systems are. Why wouldn't almost everybody who graduates from high school, you talk about something that's practical, know how to use a computer and set up a program? This is basic computer 101 stuff, isn't it? Am I wrong or not? Isn't this the forms? You look at the forms, Kenny, the things that are being asked. How difficult can it be to do forms, and then how difficult can it be to have enough people who know how to get bandwidth?
I think the difficulty of doing the form is that's the issue, is the bandwidth. Is
okay.
allowing
the server,
for
God's sakes.
Right.
Set it up so there's enough bandwidth.
Yeah.
You're the government.
Or you know what, put people from A to F, do it on this day, or I'm saying, at least initially for the rollout, assign these for people to sign up.
You know, they're saying that it's being overwhelmed because it's too many people and they don't have the servers
Nonsense.
And everything. But we wouldn't be seeing these kinds of problems where they want you to list extra family members that you don't have.
Yeah.
Or they want documentation for when you got out of prison.
Yeah. All we can hope for is that the IRS is using the same system. It's 15 past the hour. Doug's good day from Roberta. Amen. Is going to report on things you can save money on in a moment. Right now, I would like you to think about results. Think about any project, anything you've tried to do, any place where you've worked on something and you saw the fruits of your labor. Kenny can come up with that every day because he looks at all the things that he puts together to help us do this program. Jennifer can look at something every day in her workspace. And did you notice the little note I left you the other day?
Yeah, that was very sweet.
I'll leave you another one tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, how's that? And then Roberta, who has the challenge of trying to put together all of her locations, she's trying to make, she's trying to make something out of a sow's ear. Silk purse out of a sow's ear. right? So, and she's getting results. So let's see if you can get some results. If you're losing your hair and you'd like to change that, results will come from your using Provia. Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. Provia is a natural hair thinning therapy that's been introduced to help you cleanse out the pores on your scalp so that the hair that's under your scalp will grow back again. The follicles are always there. They just get plugged up because those cheap shampoos you use plug up your pores like cement. And you need something like Provia or the new Provia Super Concentrate to bring all the power to substantially open up these pores and have wonderful visible results pretty quickly, too. Revitalizing the hair, the follicles, blocking the premature hair thinning that you've gone through. A lot of people say, well, that's inherited. You know, I don't think that that's true. In many cases, if not most cases, it's because you've used crappy stuff on your head. You go to the 99-cent store and you buy that garbage and put it on your hair, and it may make your hair cleaner at the moment, but what you're not knowing is that it's plugging up all the pores. So fuller, younger-looking hair is yours by calling 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319. Call now. Try Provia. And mention Doug Steffen to get the new Super Concentrate from Provia, absolutely free with the order. 800-525-8319. Hurry up, though. This is a limited time deal. We get both the products for the price of one. Provia. Get your hair back. Like it. 800-525-8319.
I'm Jim Cook here at our Sam Adams Brewery tasting this year's Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Hit it, boys! Who wants some fresh Oktoberfest? This year's Oktoberfest is rich with sweet flavors like caramel and toffee.
Mm, that is really good.
Those unique flavors come from the five roasted malts in Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Ah, delicious. We only brew Sam Adams Oktoberfest for 2 months, so grab one before it's too late.
Then I definitely want more Oktoberfest.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Let's get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Yes, it is. And here she is with big ways for you to save today.
Okay, let's start out with Gavalia. You know how they're always giving you free coffee? Well, if you've got K-Cups, they're going to give you free K-Cup samples because they've got their new mocha latte. Sounds really good, and that they're willing to give you now to give it to try it out. Mm-hmm. Einstein Brothers, if you have one near your house, you can get a free lunch sandwich. Buy one, you get one free. We have a coupon for you. It's good through the 15th of October, so a couple of days left to use it. Now, just in time for Halloween, is your little girl want to be Cinderella or Ariel or one of those really annoying Disney characters? Huh. Well, you can get 25% off of costumes and free shipping also. That's the big thing, is the free shipping. And we've got that coupon for you, and actually the coupon code that you can use to get the free shipping at DougStefan.com. Target is getting into the movie business, believe it or not, and they're going to give you free 10 movie downloads. It's called Target Ticket, and if you sign up for it, you have to give them a credit card, but if you only do the 10 movies, they won't charge you for it. And the Body Shop, 50% off all fall fragrances. You go there and you smell nice, isn't smell like, fast? You know, rotting leaves
all
in
fall.
The fall or something, or pumpkins,
all
or you
fall
know
fragrances.
Every free fall fragrances.
Free fall fragrances.
Fall fragrances.
Check it all out. DougStefan.com. Roberta's Queen of Cheap Box is right in the center middle of the homepage, not very far from the Supermarket Guru. A lot of things happening there we'll talk about in the next half hour.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full-spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
73 for his hit Loves Me Like a Rock. Gold today. State 1973. How many people remember this song? Fondly. Roberta, what do you remember about this song? Love Me Like a Rock.
This was a great song.
It is a great song. I just couldn't sit still, right? Jennifer, in 1973, you weren't even around.
I was not alive, sir.
No, all right. Kenny, you were a youngster, though, right?
Remember the song? I was eight.
You were eight. Were you into music yet? When you were eight?
Absolutely.
Were you?
Oh, yeah. I remember this on the radio.
Yeah. I was playing it on the radio, as a matter of fact.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was calling, probably asking you to play.
Yes, play that song, please. We had the hit line at FM 105.3. The hit line where you were digging the Duggar and all the dudes that were on the radio with the Duggar. At FM 105. No, it was FM 105.7, as a matter of fact. Got to get that right. All right. Next. 25 at the hour. In support of what I was saying earlier about what we know, what we need to know, we were talking about the computer system crashing around the new healthcare system. And Robert Ramsey sent this along to me in support of what I'm always saying, he said, about schools. It's a story about dinner guests sitting around the table discussing life. One of the people is a CEO. He decided to explain the problem with education, arguing, quote, "What's a child going to learn from someone who decided his best option in life was to become a teacher?" End quote. To stress his point, he said to another guest, "You're a teacher, Bonnie. Be honest, what do you make?" Bonnie, who had a reputation for being pretty straightforward, said, "You want to know what I make?" Roberta, say that.
"You want to know what I make?"
No, like a New Yorker.
"You want to know what I make?"
No, better. Like directly.
"You want to know what I make?"
You want to know what I make?
Yeah.
No. You want the L.A. girl to do the New Yorker?
Yeah, okay.
Well, I'm being a polite New Yorker.
She says, "I make the children work harder than they ever thought they could. I make a C-plus feel like a Congressional Medal of Honor winner. I make children sit through 40 minutes of class time when their parents can't make them sit still for 5 minutes without an iPod, a game, or some movie rental. You want to know what I make? I make children wonder. I make them question. I make them apologize. I make them have respect. I make them have responsibility or take responsibility for their actions. I teach them how to write and then make them write more. Keyboarding is not what writing is. I make them read. I make them show all of their work in math. They use their brain, not a calculator. I make my students from other countries learn everything they need to know about English while preserving their cultural identity. I make my classroom a place where all my students are safe. I make them understand that if they use the gifts they were given, they work hard and follow their hearts, they can succeed in life. And then the teacher paused and continued. Then when people try to judge me by what I make, with me knowing money isn't everything, I hold my head high, pay no attention because they are ignorant. You want to know what I make? I make a difference in all of your lives. I educate children, prepare them to become CEOs and doctors and engineers. What do you make, Mr. CEO? Mr. CEO was silent. After the teacher, I just think that's a good lesson in life. Those kind of stories are always good. They make a good point. Not all teachers are good. Not all teachers are great. Not all teachers are bad. Not all teachers are stiffs. I remember being told when I was a teacher by somebody in my family, teachers who, what is it? You can't work, so you teach. I took offense to that because it wasn't true then.
Did you say that?
True now, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You don't know how many times I've heard, Warren, my dog keeps chewing my socks. When I ask the guardian what he does when he catches the dog in the act, this is what I usually hear. I yell no, take the sock away from him, and give him his own sock to play with. Here it's the owner, not the dog, who's at fault. After all, we can't expect the dog to differentiate between his sock and other socks. To your dog, a sock is a sock. One minute his owner is reprimanding him for chewing a sock, the next time he's encouraging it. This is absolutely what the definition of neurotic behavior is. Here's my advice. And I just had someone call me the other day. Warren, my dog is chewing all of my shoes. What do I do? And my question was, what do you do? And she said, when I see the dog with a shoe, I take the shoe away and I give the dog a toy or a treat of his own. What you did just then is let the dog know that anytime he wants a treat, anytime he wants a new toy, all he has to do is grab the shoe. See, sometimes our dogs are a little bit smarter than the humans they live with. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Studying.
Over there is Ken Kessler.
Yeah?
That's what I would have done. Not
that. Good for you. Well, congratulations on doing a fine job of being here. Notice how the program is, it's just more fun when we're all here together. Richie,
I think so.
Is here. Roberta's here. Jennifer's here. Kenny's here. He'll be here. He didn't have his treatment until Friday. Got put off yesterday.
Oh.
So, since he makes it through all the traffic that's there, because everybody in Washington is going to work. Everybody that matters, 17% of them are staying home. Matter of fact, here, can you hear him? They're coming to take him away.
Oh, my.
Oh, me, oh, my. Okay, so the United States government has been giving $4 billion, you and I, as taxpayers, been giving the government of Egypt $4 billion a year since the 1967 war. The way the war stopped was we agreed to give Egypt $4 billion a year and Israel $4 billion. You knew that, right?
For how long?
Forever. Well, until things screw up. And apparently the Obama administration thinks things are screwed up because they're going to cut aid down. Instead of the billions, it'll be in the millions. Why don't they just cut it out altogether? That's what I want to know. Cutting out a lot of military assistance, economic assistance. They're going to have the announcement in the newspaper says, we're going to have a dramatic policy shift. Why is it taking you this long?
Hmm.
I mean, the government over there.
I mean, that's money, and
months.
I know you're going to disagree. You'll jump on me for this one.
No, I won't.
But don't you think that if we take away money, and believe me, I don't love sending money places, but if we take it away, we really lose any foothold that we have left in the Middle East, which isn't much. We kind of lose
so we
Egypt
buy
and
our
Israel.
Is that what
yeah,
you're
Egypt and Israel, all
buy
we got
friends.
Really now.
Yeah. Nah.
Hmm.
Well.
Trust me, buying
well,
friends works for
Egypt.
Me.
I don't think. I don't. Really?
You do it all the time, right?
Send me a check.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Nah, it doesn't. It's Egypt is a mess. And beside, what we always say, or what many people, I shouldn't say we always say, many people say that we ought to be taking care of our own needs here before we help out people, especially in distressed areas
Amen.
Like that.
Thank you.
And
yeah,
look
but that's
at all
so
the
isolationist.
Things in our country.
You can't do that. You can't sustain America's
can.
Power if you do that.
Why do we have to sustain America's power? What are we sustaining it
We've
for?
We've already lost a lot of
yeah,
power.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
And
what are we power over what? Over whom?
Well, I think we want to have control over some regions that don't necessarily like us very much,
but
right?
That,
like
$4 billion
why
doesn't
that,
buy control.
Why is that our business? What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
You said you wouldn't jump on her, Doug.
I know.
Sorry.
He does.
Next story.
Oh, now he just moves on. Okay.
So the only way I'm going to avoid jumping on you is to move on. It's rhetorical. If you have comments about what Jennifer has said, help yourself to 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Kenny, let's go to social media, Facebook.com/GoodDayShow, Twitter @GoodDayShow for comments on maybe the same sort of thing that Jennifer was just talking about.
Lots of comments. Lots of blame game comments about yeah. about the shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan says, oh, what a shame that government workers feel the same job security the private sector has felt for years. Let me break out my fiddle and play My Heart Bleeds for You.
My heart bleeds for you.
Oh, please don't sing.
Why? What am I singing? Wait a minute. What's your problem with my singing? Have you listened to you sing?
I sing very well, thank you.
Of course you do. So, you think... Excuse me. Next, Ken. Yeah, there you go.
What was that?
Angeline says the government is supposed to serve us, but we the people as a whole continue to allow them to do this crap.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for a revolution.
It is. Agree with that one 100%. All right, what else?
And Sterling says the House GOP wants to repeal a law in exchange for doing their job. History mm-hmm. will not be kind.
888-302-3684. Give you a chance for some quick calling opinions on the shutdown if you want. President says that he's willing to work with the Republicans after they pass a clean continuing resolution. So there's an if there. Mr. Boehner says thanks, but no thanks. There have been a lot of senators and congressmen, Republicans, Democrats, all over the airwaves, talking about the shutdown, the debate over raising the debt ceiling. There was one congressman, his name is Lee Terry of Nebraska, who had his paycheck withheld. He called the Treasury and said, hold my pay, I don't want to get paid until the shutdown is over. Is that a stunt? Or do you think that's a good idea? How many people think it's a good idea? Raise your hands. What do you think of that?
It's a stunt.
It is.
Last week he got in trouble for saying when someone asked him if he was going to have his pay withheld, he said, no, I work hard. I need my paycheck.
Right. Mm-hmm. Today, a change of heart, cleverly disguised as something that he's doing for his constituents. Yeah. 888-302-3684, Denver, Colorado. Parents of four boys found living in filth and only able to communicate by using grunts.
What?
The children have been supposedly homeschooled, so they told the school department. They've never been taught a word of English. They only know how to grunt. They know how to grunt. Four boys.
You're not taught English. You pick it up. I mean, it's a natural learning process, isn't it?
Well, I think it depends on what your environment is. This same family accused several years ago of keeping three of their other children in similar conditions. They had the... This is... Hello. What in the world goes on? Three kids taken away from a family. I'm sorry, did I say a couple of years ago? 2006. They have four more. after the three that they had originally were taken away from them, they got four more, and they're all living the same way. why do I want to throttle somebody? Anybody? For having any, this is again sort of government. The government too often takes people away, children away from parents that they ought not to. And here's an example of children that they should be taking away from the parents, and they don't even monitor them.
Mm.
Right? What do you do? Where's Jennifer?
Hi.
Hi. So what do you think, all of us, collectively, individually? Children, this guy should be castrated or have his, snipped. Or she should be made infertile. And that's going to be at the taxpayer's expense, probably, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
But it'll save taxpayer money eventually.
888-302-3684. All right, here's Roma in Ohio. Thinks the shutdown ought to continue until there is negotiation.
My thoughts are, number one, the shutdown should continue. Number two, there's something very wrong with the president that's not willing to sit down and talk to his Congress. I mean, I just don't understand why he will not be willing to sit down and talk.
Talk? That sounds like Roberta. You want him to sit down and talk, Roberta?
Four times he's talked to the Congress.
Really?
FYI,
what does he
in
say?
His presidency.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like him. Why should he talk to him?
Yeah. I'm not going to be your friend anymore.
Here's Nancy listening to the Jet in Florida.
Agree 100% with the shutdown. I feel like the government has been shutting us down for over a decade now. And we are the people who fund the government, and we have a right to have a say about how the government spends our money. And I agree with it 100%. I think that they should keep it shut down till Obama is on his knees, because he's provided terrible leadership for this country, and he's put us in the horrible shape we're in now.
Mm-hmm. Nothing like the Bush administration.
You know what gets me is the simplistic views. I mean, you know, with all respect to these listeners, the simplistic views that they...
But you're stupid.
You know, I mean, honestly.
How is that simplistic?
This was passed by both sections of Congress. It was challenged in the Supreme Court. I mean, there was so much time where anybody who was opposed to it could have voiced opposition, but...
But I don't think we're arguing about the actual... We're not arguing about Obamacare. We're arguing about two things. One, the individual mandate, and two, the medical devices tax. And with the individual mandate...
Medical devices tax, they're going to take out...
If they do, then everything would... Yeah. I think the Republicans will take that as what they're looking for. So if you take that out, that's how you solve the problem.
And the Democrats agree, by the way.
Right,
but
absolutely.
Shutting down the government is not the way to do it.
No. But what is the way to do it?
What else can you do? They're not going to just say, oh, you know what, you're right, guys. Yeah, let's just do it.
Well, they might
have
to some
something.
Of this, but there's an argument on both sides of this, and that's why it's intelligent to have both of you here, sounding intelligent on Good Day. It's 16 before the hour. Television report up next on Good Day.
Life is a wild ride, but even that couldn't prepare you for this. You're on your ninth wild ride, the Carnival Twist and Whirl. Your granddaughter's wishes trumping your amusement park fears. And it's here, healthy enough to feel the joy over the terror that the question hits you. How did I get here? Was it just hard work or smart choices? Like choosing Rite Aid and exclusive benefits for seniors with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus program. You get free pharmacist consultations that include medication reviews, blood pressure screenings, and immunization checklists. Wellness 65 Plus also gives you points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. All meant to keep you here. Now that you've actually gotten here. Here, being the best and bravest grandma in the whole wide world. Stop by and enroll free in Wellness 65 Plus at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood. New bamboo, featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo. New laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Sale's going on now. visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at FuelingConnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
So, you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck. Except, there is no truck. Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing, and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say, that thief's going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with the police until the joyrider is in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the? And it's hard to say who is more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado. Connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
How many people saw the PBS Frontline program last night entitled League of Denial? You see that?
No, I try not to watch PBS.
Well, yeah. Right. So you can do with all the rest of our listeners that were rid of
it. Yeah.
Anyway.
I was at live theater. I don't watch TV.
The television program I watched for a while, publicizing, helping to humanize the injuries that NFL players suffer from concussions, the efforts by the league to keep information about the dangers of a concussion from the players and from the public, arguably even going as far as to deceive and actually lie about it. There was a chilling segment, for example. His quarterback, Troy Aikman, sat in a hospital bed with lights dimmed, unable to process complete thoughts. So there is a book coming out as well, League of Denial, the NFL Concussions and the Battle for Truth, comparing the NFL to powerful industries like the tobacco industry that questions science, that shows people die of smoking tobacco. They've used the same thing in the football, in the NFL, and the studies go back to 1994. They are completely conclusive. Anyway, that was last night. We got to get the guy on who wrote that book. Meanwhile, I noticed that Jay-Z is going to be on with, no, it's not Jay-Z, I'm sorry, Kanye West is going to be on with Jimmy. You know what? They're all the same.
Holy, stop it. Do not go there. All right, okay. Kanye. Kanye West and Jimmy Kimmel have been involved in a very public feud in, of course, the celebrity boxing ring known as Twitter. And Jimmy Kimmel just went on Twitter and announced that Kanye's confirmed to be a guest on the Jimmy Kimmel Show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2 weeks after he went off on a Twitter rant. Mm-hmm. He was upset that that Jimmy Kimmel spoofed his BBC One interview using a kid in the place of Kanye. Kimmel announced the news on Twitter yesterday, writing, "Tomorrow night, my guest will be at Kanye West. For real, yes. And was it all a setup? No." So they'll be duking it out tonight on Jimmy Kimmel's show.
All right, what about this space race show?
Oh,
I want to get into space race.
Yeah, no, there's a new show, and the grand prize is a trip to space, Dougie.
Really?
Yeah. I think he needs to, I think this is what's perfect for you.
Great
Doug.
Promotion for Richard Branson.
Yes, for the Virgin Atlantic, exactly. I think you should compete. There's also a new show that NBC Universal's putting on Sci-Fi, and I think it's really cool. It's kind of keeping the legacy of Jim Henson and the Muppets alive. It's an 8-episode run for Jim Henson's Creature Shop Challenge, which is a reality competition show that will give $100,000 along with a job at Jim Henson Studios. And you'll see contestants competing to build mechanical characters and whimsical Muppet beasts.
Really?
Isn't that kind of fun?
Yeah.
I like it.
All right. But, you know what? Let's find out more. Actually, that's a great idea.
I know.
Let's find out
great.
More about the space race, where we go. I'll apply.
You Mark should. Burnett I'll register you right now.
Yeah, all right. Get going.
Okay.
Get to work.
Get
Thank
to
you.
Work.
Jen, you wonderful woman, you. 51 you. After on Good Day.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Stein, the host of the Pet Show and a visitor here every week at this time, had an operation yesterday in Los Angeles, and he said in an email he just sent to me, "I don't think it's serious. I sure hope not." So that I didn't tell me what the prognosis is. Just says
no.
Nothing. Don't worry about it. All right. So I'm not going to worry about it, Warren. I don't think Warren's ever missed. I can't remember Warren. I can remember some of the other people that do our How to Heaven segments, helping you live your life better. That's one of the hallmarks of the Good Day program. I don't remember Warren ever missing a segment. Do you, Kenny? Jennifer? Michael?
I don't.
No.
He's always here.
Always here.
Holidays.
Yeah.
Every day. He's always here.
He belongs on the Good Day program because we never take holidays off. I can hardly wait till the next one. When's the next
you
holiday?
You're a slave driver, boss.
Next Monday is a holiday, right? The world's worst, stupidest holiday in the history of mankind.
No one really gets it off.
Schools are closed in New York.
Yeah, they're closed everywhere.
Thanksgiving's
aren't. They're closed in Boston because the bus drivers are on strike. So they got an early Columbus Day weekend. All right, say hi to our friends in Richmond, everybody. Now we're going to say hi.
Hi.
Hello.
All right.
Can I say hi to the people in Buffalo?
Hi, Buffalo. I'd like to shuffle off to you.
Rochester.
Roger. Too much snow up there.
Uh-huh. Greenville. Our new friends in Greenville. Hi, Greenville.
South Carolina?
Yeah, there's Greenville, South Carolina, Greenville, Tennessee, Greenville, Mississippi.
Which Greenville
which one is it?
Hi, all of them. Let's just say hi to everyone.
Hello, Greenville.
Hello.
Hello, Greenville.
Birmingham. All right. All right, Doug on the radio with Jennifer, Roberta, Kenny, and what's the other person's name is here?
Roberta.
Oh, Roberta, right.
Who?
Uh-huh. The supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, blogs every day at the Doug Steffen Good Day website. Today, he has information about the benefits of breakfast. As the supermarket guru, he can explain to you on his website, supermarketguru.com, when you go into the grocery store, whether you go into the regular aisle and you see all the sugar-coated cereals, or you go into the sort of whole foods aisles, where you see Kashi and all of these other cereals that are sweetened with honey and natural substances, or they aren't sweetened at all, They're pretty good. I have them every day. Sometimes I cheat, though, and I mix the two of them together. And is that cheating?
Why is that cheating?
Because you're still getting sugar. If you're like Frosted Flakes and you know shredded wheat.
Right, exactly. Well, I don't put those together. I put the same substances together. Like I might put Chex together with oat squares, that kind of stuff.
It's kind of like what you do to soup.
Style of cooking. You
right,
to
exactly.
Things
whatever
yeah,
you
yeah,
have,
yeah.
throw it in the pot, mix it up, and eat it.
It's like the show.
So in honor of our discussion of food...
It's like Iron Chef Doug style.
What kind of pictures do you post on Instagram was our question yesterday at DougStephan.com. And the only reason I bring it up now is because there are a lot of people who posted food. They like to post pictures of food on Instagram.
I'm kind of over the food.
Are we doing Instagram, Kenny? What are we doing with Instagram?
Instagram is something you have to do with your phone.
Ah.
I can't put it on my phone for you.
Really?
Well, you could.
You would have to.
Right.
I could.
I'd give
but
you
I
a phone that
to...
had my number on it, right? Could do that.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be able to take any pictures of the farm or
unless
anything.
Unless you hired Ken to travel, like, on your shoulder.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The poll today at DougStephan.com, how often do you skip breakfast? A, almost every day. B, a couple times a week. C, once in a while. D, I never skip breakfast. That would be my answer. Roberta, you eat breakfast because you're annoyed every day by eating it on the air.
I certainly do, and I like to bang my spoon against the bowl. Just
all right, Kenny, what about you? You have breakfast every day?
I miss a couple times a week, but I'm getting better at it.
All right. Jennifer, what about you?
Yeah, almost every day. I mean, every once in a while, but almost every day.
All right, so if you would like to help us understand your breakfast habits, then you can fill out the poll at DougStephan.com. That would be a very cool thing. Yesterday, this business about Instagram became the focus of pictures. Where do you put your pictures, and what kind of pictures do you like to put up? 28% said I post all kinds of things. Let's see, 17% of you said travel photos. 16% my children. 13% I don't post pictures online. 12% selfies. Is that when you hold the camera up to yourself in front of the mirror?
Not in front of the mirror.
Selfies.
That's creepy, guys.
You just turn the camera
turn
around.
Turn the camera around.
Oh.
In front of the mirror makes you look like you're doing a bad dating profile picture.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So they used to put on Craigslist.
Like you go Geraldo style with the camera in the mirror.
Oh, right.
Towel.
Yeah.
No.
That's not good.
No. Bad idea, Geraldo. Don't
really.
Do it.
Is anybody listening to Geraldo?
He is.
I was reading some of one of the trades the other day about how wonderfully well he's doing, and I don't hear anybody talking about him. I don't hear anybody.
He's out in Los Angeles. He does all
he's
right.
He's on KBC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's on a lot of those Cumulus stations, but I don't know that he's doing anything that's significant. He's kind of a one-note samba, isn't he?
Well, isn't there, I wouldn't say that.
You don't think so?
Maybe two.
Two, okay. Thank you very much, Jennifer. All right, so it's 59 past the hour. We have now spent another hour together of quality time here on Good Day. Aren't you happy about that?
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.